Yes, thank you very much. And yes, of course, this is also one example of, let's say, where these kind of more, let's say, rigid kind of registration procedures which are in place will make it difficult or more difficult and to adapt to these kind of possibilities to change certain type-approved characteristics. But that's something we need to, from our perspective, to really look at and to see how, let's say, these kind of procedures can be overcome. And I've mentioned already that maybe these kind of possibilities of having, let's say, a VIN-based assessment of the vehicle can support, let's say, the registration offices to identify exactly if a modification is done in that way, so that a vehicle will, for example, have now kind of, new capabilities or changed also environmental impact, that this is somehow then being considered and can be within the registration documentation and then also as basis for tax topics being assessed. And I think this is something, clearly it's something to be discussed further, but that should be somehow also reflected maybe for the future work. Thank you.